Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 91. And our fundamental scripture is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye are received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I keep saying what? You have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back to listen to the finished work of Christ, the gospel. Then he said, for I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at the first of all of the gospel. The priority of the gospel is that how that Christ died. That is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Okay, so we are at the point where we're looking at Luke chapter 23, verse 33 and 34. And then 39 to 43. Okay. So here was Christ crucified. And then he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I said that some people say, I will never pray that prayer. Father, they know. They know what they are doing. And they ought to be punished. But that is the spirit of Christ. That is the spirit of love. That is the spirit of love, making excuses for people and not wishing hurt and harm and revenge on others. That was it. Then he says, and one of the malefactors, malefactor being a criminal, culprit, one of the malefactors, remember, he was crucified in between two thieves, which hanged, called on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. So this is a criminal who is hanging by his side, who is calling to him and say, ah, but if you are Christ, why are we suffering like this? If you are Christ, then save yourself and then save us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God? Hey, wow. So what made this guy who is talking like this? He was somebody who feared God, but he had gone into criminal activity. So it's not every armed robber or every wicked person who doesn't fear God. Some people fear God, but maybe circumstances has forced them into being criminals. He said, because what he was saying was not what a normal criminal should say. He said, don't you fear God? Don't you fear God at all? Oh, in my ministry, we use it a lot. He said, don't you fear God? Don't you fear God? So don't you fear God at all? Seeing that, he said, thou art in the same condemnation, because, and we indeed justly. So we are in the same condemnation. We've all been condemned to death, and we indeed justly. We deserve it, because we, our activities, our decisions, the way we have behaved has brought us here. It is one thing that a lot of people do not know, that your life is a culmination of all your decisions. That's what he was saying. He said, listen, we have lived it. What we did is why we are. And listen, you can say whatever you want to say, but please learn how to apportion blame to where it should go. Because many of us, we live our lives in a way that we do not put God first. We will do whatever we want to do. When we get the results, then we come back to God and ask God why. Ask God why. You know that the guy you're working with, you know him. You have a witness in your heart telling you, this is not the right person. This guy is lying to me. This person is doing this. That person. And yet, you will close your eyes. Why? So that at least a ring can be put on your hand and you can be called a married woman. I just want the word Mrs. I just want to be also be called Mrs. When they are calling people in my family and then they ask me, so I just want to be married. And you want to marry a thief? You want to marry a criminal? You want to marry anything? Oh, no, no, you deserve more. My dear, you deserve more. You deserve more. You are a child of God. You are a child of prophecy, the seed of Abraham. And he says, in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. He calls you the blessed one. So why would you go along with this? Why would you go along with somebody? The guy slapped you. He slapped you once. He has not put a ring on your finger. He's already slapped you. And you're with him. Oh, but you don't understand. I don't understand what. Listen, all that is happening to you now is a result of your decisions. Decisions. Sometimes somebody will come and step on your toe. If you open your mouth and say, listen, my dear, what you did to me, I don't want you to do that again. That will be the end. But if you're not able to tell the person, this is your boundary, the person will take your boundary and go away with it. Who did it? You did it. You did. We blame everybody but the man looking at us in the mirror. If you're able to do what you're supposed to do at the right time and be able to know that this thing is my decision. What I'm doing now is part of my, and everything I've done so far, those things that I did were my decisions. And that is why where I am. Then, like this man, you can get, things will open up to you. Your eyes will be open. Because when he was able to say, no, look, I'm here because of what I did. It's my decisions that brought me here. Immediately, the door of paradise was open to him. You're so blessed, 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 blessed. Bye.